This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. CPN-UML, the second statute convention, continued with panel discussions in the second day. Respective panel leaders to present their reports tomorrow. Nagdhunga Sisne Khola Tunnel nears final stages, expected to be fully operational from December-January. Ferry Hospital in Nepalganj announces Altiplase injections free of cost to patients with symptoms of stroke. And U.S. President Donald Trump warns of shooting down Venezuelan jets if they threaten U.S.'s. Now the news in detail. The second day of the CPN-UML's second statute convention underway in Lalitpur continued with panel discussions on various reports presented earlier during the convention. According to Rajendra Gautam, chief of the UML Publicity Department, 10 panels have been formed based on provincial, valley and central party structures to hold the discussions. The Kosi Province panel has already concluded its discussions and has begun drafting its report. Leaders from the respective panels are expected to present their reports tomorrow. Similarly, Party Chair and Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli will address the feedback from the panel discussions. If any issues remain unresolved, they will be settled through the voting before the party statute is prepared in an integrated manner. The convention is scheduled to conclude tomorrow on Sunday. The Indrajatra Festival, one of the major cultural events of the Newar community, has been observed in the Kathmandu Valley and some surrounding districts today. The festival marks the end of the monsoon and the beginning of the harvesting season. The celebration begins with the erection of a ceremonial wooden pole at Hanuman Dhuka in Basantapur and continues for 8 days with traditional dances, processions and the chariot parade of the living goddess Kumari. Dedicated to Lord Indra, the god of rain, the Indra Jatra is also a display of Kathmandu's rich cultural and religious heritage. Kathmandu Darbar Square and surrounding areas witnessed a large gathering of devotees and visitors today. The construction of the Nagdhunga Sisne Khola Tunnel, one of the major gateways to enter Kathmandu Valley, has now reached its final stage. According to the Nagdhunga Tunnel construction project, around 95% of the work has been completed so far. Project Chief Saujanya Nepal told Radio Nepal that the trial of the installed lights, ventilation, wire supply, internal communication, and the works of fencing, road safety signs, and markings are underway. Deputy Director General and Spokesperson of the Department of Roads, Prabhat Kumar Jha, said all construction works will be completed within the Nepali month Ashwin, and the tunnel is scheduled to be fully operational from December and January. Ferry Hospital in Nepalganj has announced that it will now provide Altiplase injections free of cost to patients with symptoms of stroke. According to Dr. Rajan Pandey, chief consultant physician and head of the Department of Medicine at the hospital, if stroke patients receive the injection within a critical window, their chances of recovery significantly increase. As a single vial of the injection costs approximately 100,000 rupees, it is not easily affordable for many. The hospital's decision to offer it free of charge is expected to benefit marginalized and economically disadvantaged families. Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deuba has said that the current coalition government will continue. Speaking to media persons at Biratnagar Airport this morning, the leader of the major coalition partner emphasized the need for a broader consensus with a two-third majority to amend the constitution. He also said that the upcoming general convention of the Nepali Congress will be held at an appropriate time. On a different note, leader Deuba clarified that the government is not attempting to shut down social media, but is seeking to register in accordance with the court's directives. The Speaker of the House of Representatives, Devaraj Khemri, has called for international collaborations to address global health challenges, noting that such issues go beyond national borders. Speaking at the inauguration of the second Nepal Mount Everest International Conference on Gynecologic Endoscopy, Speaker Khimiri emphasized that collective efforts, integration of knowledge and technology are essential to tackle health concerns. Meanwhile, Speaker Khimiri has said that the Parliament is starting the use of artificial intelligence, AI, to improve functional efficiency. Speaking at the National Artificial Intelligence Conference organized by the Digital Media Foundation in Kathmandu today, Speaker Khimiri said that AI could be useful in Parliament and committees as well. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
हरेक दिन को लागि सबै पाक यही पाए जहाँ जाउँ कनेक्टेड रहनुस् इन्टरनेटमा सब गर्नुस्
नेपाल टेलिकमको सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न एस्ट्रिक 14 हेस डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Patel has called on the media to point out weaknesses of the government. Addressing the annual general meeting and convention of the Society of Economic Journalists, Nepal today, the Finance Minister said that the media should not only be critical but also provide constructive recommendations to the government. He also underlined the importance of economic journalism, noting that journalists play a vital role in strengthening the country's economy. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. U.S. President Donald Trump has warned that Venezuelan jets flying near U.S. naval ships and posing a threat could be shut down. The BBC's U.S. partner CBS News cited U.S. officials as saying that the president's warning comes after Venezuela flew military aircraft near a U.S. vessel of South America for the second time in 2 days. The reports follow a U.S. strike against what Trump officials say was a drug-carrying vessel from Venezuela operated by a gang killing 11 people. Venezuelan President, meanwhile, Nicolas Maduro has said that the U.S. allegations about his country are not true and that differences between the nations do not justify a military conflict. The Israeli army have targeted residential building housing dozens of displaced Palestinian families in Gaza City after issuing a new forced evacuation threats, according to Al Jazeera. On Saturday alone, at least 35 people, including more aid seekers, are reported to have been killed by Israeli attacks. Israel's assault on the northern urban center continued in the early hours of Saturday with deadly strikes reported on Palestinian homes. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast weather to be generally cloudy in Kusi province and Madhya province along with the hilly regions of the country and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Moderate rain is likely to occur at some places of Kusi and Madhya provinces along with the hilly regions of the country and at a few places of the rest of the Terai region of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. CPN-UML's second statute convention continued with panel discussions in the second day, respective panel leaders to present their reports tomorrow. Nagdhunga Sisnekhola Tunnel nears final stage, expected to be fully operational from December-January. Peri Hospital in Nepalganj announces LT-plate injections free of cost to patients with symptoms of stroke. And U.S. President Donald Trump warns of shooting down Venezuelan jets if they threaten U.S. ships. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.